请弟兄姊妹们仍然把圣经翻到哥罗西书第三章。
Brothers, sisters, please turn to Book of Colossians, chapter 3.
我们念几节的经文。
We will read a few places of scriptures.
我们从第接上昨天晚上的吧。
Let's continue from where we left off last night.
我们从第十二节开始。
We start from verse 12.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌弃，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, both of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也要也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣基督的名，借着他感谢父神。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be you thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
感谢神这次给我们这样有机会继续在哥罗西的信息里面有点交通。
Thank God that once again he has given us the opportunity to continue to share upon in the book of Colossians.
我们继续昨天所交通过的还有一些话在主面前要留心。
We will continue what we have shared and which we still need to pay attention before the Lord.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们很清楚地看见圣灵借着保罗在当日哥罗西的那个环境里边交通出一个非常重要的信息。
That the Holy Spirit through Paul in such environment back in the time of Colossians have fellowship a very important message.
要让神的儿女在跟随主的路上，在认识主自己的那永远的旨意的上面很清楚的不受迷惑。
So that as his children follow our Lord on this way, so that everyone will be very clear and not deceived.
因为当我们的主在地上成全他的救赎的恩典的时候，
Because when our Lord on earth accomplished his grace of salvation,
他带给我们的信息乃是他是唯一的把人领回神面前的路。
The message he has brought to us that he is the only way that could bring us, bring man back to God.
在他以外，没有别的路可以叫我们遇见神。
Apart from him, there is no other way that we can meet God.
为什么只有他呢？
Why is it only him?
撒旦也用着许许多多的方法要来代替我们的主在 神的旨意中的那一个地位。
Satan also has used many methods to try to replace our Lord's position before God.
但是神很清楚的在那里，把他的儿子放在我们的眼前。
But God very clearly put His Son before us.
让我们去认识他的儿子，他是创造的主。
So that we know His Son and He is the Lord of creation.
万有都是根据他所起头。
Everything is originated according to Him.
他不单是救赎的主。
Not only that He is the Lord of
salvation. 他更是救赎的主，赐生命的主。
He is the Lord of salvation and the one who gives life.
因为他的所作不单是在旧创造的事上面显出来。
Because of what He does, not only manifested through creation.
他更借着从死里复活的这一件事情，显明他是生命的主，并且是赐生命的主。
And also through the fact of resurrection that He manifests that He is the Lord of life and also the one who gives life.
没有他做我们的生命，我们与神永远不可能有明确的关系。
Without Him being our life, that we can never have a definite relationship with God.
不单是神用他做我们的生命。
Not only God uses Him to be our lives.
神也用着他做我们生命里的丰富。
And also God has used Him to be the fullness in our life.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是神的那个奥秘。
That is the mystery of God.
他借着神的儿子来成就在我们的身上。
Which through His Son that He is being complete on us.
一面是叫我们得蒙救赎，得着拯救。
On the one hand, we receive salvation and being saved.
一面是叫我们接受他的生命而进入神的家，做神的种子。
And on the other hand, we receive His life and enter into the household of God and become the sons of God.
什么时候我们看到我们来到神的面前是站在一个儿子的地位的时候？
Whenever we see that as we come before God, we have the position of sonship.
我们就很清楚地知道神在我们身上做工的目的是怎么一回事。
Then we will clearly know that how is the purpose of God that works on us.
神有许多的浪子。
There are many prodigal sons.
但是神不能让他的种子里面有浪子。
But God would not allow that there are prodigal sons among His sons.
他要把他的种子一个一个一个的带回到与他同得荣耀的那一个光景。
He wants to bring all of His sons to bring back to the position that they will receive glory together with Him.
所以我们在哥罗西书的里头就不单是看见他做我们的生命。
Therefore, in the book of Colossians, we do not only see that He is our life.
神的灵叫我们看见他 是跟我们有一个完全的联合。
And God's Spirit let us see that He has a complete union with us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为我们是与主一同死，也与主一同复活。
Because we die and also resurrected together with our Lord.
因着主的复活，这一件事情我们发生了一个很密切的关系。
Because of His resurrection, therefore there is a very intimate relationship
with us. 我们就看到一件事情，基督成了我们的生命。
And we see that Christ become our life.
这一个生命把我们从旧造的里边领进新造里。
This life has brought us from the old creation into a new creation.
在这个领进新造的这一个结果的里面呢。
And the result of a spirit being brought into the new creation.
那是叫我们看见当他在荣耀里显现的时候，我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Is to let us see that when He appears in glory, we shall also appear together with Him in glory.
说到我们与主一同显现在荣耀里，那真是一件大事。
As we talk about that we appear together with Him in glory, it's such a great issue.
因为在哪里你看见不单是我们的主是荣耀。
Because we see there that not only our Lord is glorious,
连我们也被带进荣耀,
even that we have been brought into glory.
而我们被带进荣耀, 不是在那里尝一尝荣耀的, 那一些滋味,
for us to be brought into glory, not just for us to taste the taste of glory.
而是我们的主是怎么样的荣耀, 我们也同样的得着荣耀。
But is that how glorious our Lord is, we also receive the same glory.
因为我们是与主联合的,
because we are united with the
主的所有就是我们的所有,
Lord. All that Lord has is also ours.
昨天我们轻轻提到了纽约的那个洋基打胜仗。
Yesterday we mentioned about how Yankees has won.
好多人都很高兴。
Many people were so happy.
但是无论你怎么高兴,
but regardless of how happy you are,
你总不能跟洋基的队员来相比,
you can still not compare to those team members of Yankees.
因为那个荣耀是他们的,
because that's only the glory.
其他的人在那里欢喜, 只不过是感觉一下那个欢喜的味道就是,
for all other people being happy, but they can only taste it.
他们并没有沾到什么的荣耀,
they cannot receive any glory.
顶多你在介绍的时候说，哎呀。 我们是羊之队伍所在的城市里头的一员。
Maybe at the most we can mention that we are in the part of the member that's in the city of Yankees.
弟兄姊妹你就看到那个区别。
Brother, sister, you can see the difference.
但是我们感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
当主在荣耀里显现的时候,
when our Lord appears in glory,
我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
We shall also appear together with him glory.
因为神是把我们放在那个新造的里边。
Because God has put us in the new creation.
我们感谢主。
We thank Lord.
主给我们看见我们在信主的时候, 我们已经进到新造里。
Lord has let us see that when we believe the Lord, we already enter into the new creation.
我们有了一个新造的身份。
We have the new created position.
我们有了一个新造的地位,
and we have the status of being.
但是感谢我们的神,
but we thank our God.
他不是只叫我们有一个地位,有一个身份就完结。
It's not that only he let us have such position or status.
在神的心意里, 他要继续把我们带着往前去。
In God's heart, he would like us to move forward.
去哪里呢?
To where?
去到神那起初的命定的那个旨意的完成里,
into the fullness of his original plan.
这好像又把我们带回神起初创造的时候的安排。
So it brings us back to the original plan of God's creation.
我们弟兄姊妹们都明白那件事情,
as brothers and sisters all understand
it. 但是我们不说到那个历史上去了,
but we will not mention about the history.
我们就是说神在 把我们放在新造里头的时候, 他要把我们领到一个什么的光景?
We will just share about what kind of condition God would like us to be as he put us in the new creation.
他要叫我们活在那个新造的实际里。
He would like us to live in the reality of a new creation.
所以当我们进入新造以后, 我们都发觉一件事情, 不管我们有意的或是无意的, 我们发觉我们是这个人是在改变。
So as soon as we enter into a new creation, whether we realize it or not, but then we know that we have been changed.
而我们这个人的改变, 不是说我们外面有什么改变。
And our change is not change outwardly.
虽然我们在外面是的确是有点改变。
It is true that although we do change our way,
但是那个改变并不是最重要,
but that is not important.
我记得我头一次和Kenny的弟兄姊妹们认识的时候, 那是二三十年前的事。
I remember it was about 20 or 30 years ago when I first met the brother sister from Kearney.
那时我还年轻,
back then I was still young.
头发是白黑的,
I still have the black hair.
走路是可以如风一样的奔跑的。
I was able to walk as quickly as the wind.
几十年过去了,
those years passed by.
我想要再有黑头发就不大可能。
It's almost not possible that I would like to have the black hair.
我要走路走得很有气概的, 也不可能了。
And also, it's not possible for me to walk as quickly as before.
的确我们在外面是有些改变。
Truly, we do change outwardly.
但是神的话给我们看着那个改变不是这样的一个光景。
But God's words show us that it is not under such conditions.
这只不过是我们外形的改变。
This is only changes outward.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank and praise our God.
常在我们身上做的呢。
What has He done?
乃是叫我们里面来改变。
Is to change our inward.
叫我们脱离那个旧造里面所有的一切。
Deliver us from all of our old creation.
旧造的感情。
Our old emotions.
在旧造里头的倾向。
All of our intentions in the old creation.
在旧造里面的那一种习惯。
And our habits in the old creation.
主很自然的叫我们脱掉。
So very naturally the Lord put, deliver us from them.
我们怎么能从那些东西脱得出来呢?
So how can we be delivered from them?
我们习惯了那么久的那些事物，怎么可以和我们的那个生活当中分离出来呢？
How can we be separate from those things we have been used to for such a long time?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个分离不是别人在那里拿着一个好大的权力在那里逼着我们，你非如此不可。
This kind of separation is not being forced by someone.
乃是你里面就不喜欢那些东西了。But
from inside, we started to dislike them.
你里面就拒绝那些东西了。From
our inward, we started to reject them.
那我们就看到了什么叫做基督做我们的生命。Then
we see that what does it mean that Christ is our life?
因为这首先就叫我们里头发生变化。Because
it starts to change from inside.
我们从前是追求我们个人的好处的。
Originally, we seek our own benefits.
我们认为我们整个生活的目的就是为了我们个人的好处的。
We thought all of our goals for our life is to seek our own benefits.
这一个改变是最明显的。
This is the most obvious change.
当我们在新造里边的时候,
As we are in the new creation,
主不是说不看，不叫我们再看我们个人的实在的光景。
Lord is not telling us not to look at our actual condition.
主乃是叫我们不再重视我们实在的那种光景。
Lord lets us no longer put such importance in our own condition.
我们升高也好，或是降低也好，对我们来说影响没有什么了不起。
Whether we are being exalted or deep or being lowered, to us it's no longer important.
因为有一个事实是非常明显的在我们里边发生了。
Because something very real that happened in us.
我们的喜乐和我们的平安不再在外面的事物的改变。
Our joy and our peace no longer depends on the changes from things outward.
而是在我们与主的关系的增加。
But has to do with the increase of our relationship.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那所以，虽然我们读哥罗西书的时候。
So when we read the book of Colossians,
我们看到圣灵在这里提到一些很具体的事物，我们要脱离。
So the Holy Spirit has mentioned many practical things which we shall be delivered from.
因为这些在旧造里头的东西都和神的性情连不上来。Because
all of those things in the old creation cannot be connected with God's nature.
我们要维持那个旧的性情，神也不勉强我们。
But if we would like to keep our old nature, God will not.
但是神明明叫我们看到，留在旧造里头这个不是神的心意。
But God clearly let us see that this is not God's will for us to stay in the
old creation. 他又让我们从旧造里面出来，而活出那个新造的实际。
He would like us to be delivered from the old creation and live out the reality of the new
creation. 为什么是这样呢?
Why is that?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
因为当我们真知道基督做我们的生命的那个结果的时候，
Because when we know the result of Christ being our life,
我们就晓得了神要我们那样子来行走这一条属灵的路。 和他永远的旨意的成就是非常非常的吻合的。
So we know that it has a very close relationship to do with how God would like us to walk this way and also how His eternal will should be accomplished.
因为神的救恩不是给我们只尝到一个赦罪的恩典，接受生命的这一份的礼物。
For God's life does not only let us just taste how the grace of salvation is and receive such gift of life.
就在我们接受救恩的那一刻,
at the moment we receive salvation,
严格的说起来,
strictly speaking,
在神为我们预备救恩的那个事的开始,
in the beginning, when God prepared the salvation for us,
神就定规了每一个进入救恩的人都要被带到一个地步。
God has already appointed that for each person who receives salvation,
什么样的地步呢?
To what point?
要叫我们被磨造成神儿子的形象。
For that we can be conformed in the image of God's Son.
为什么要把我们磨造成神儿子的形象呢?
Why is it for us to be conformed into the image of God's
弟兄姊妹们,
Son?
我们必须要看见在神的定义的里头。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see in God's will
救恩的目的,
the purpose of salvation.
我们曾经一再提的就是说, 恢复神起初造人的心思。
We have always mentioned that we recover the original will of God's creation of man.
具体的来说,
practically speaking,
我们要看到一个非常重要的事实。
We have to see a very important fact.
在神的救恩的设计的里头,
in the salvation of God's reality, in the reality of God's salvation.
它的设计,
in God's in the design of God's salvation.
他要让每一个接受恩典的人都要在 主的荣耀里显现出来的时候,
He would like that everyone who received the salvation when God's glory appears.
我们不是一再说过吗? 主荣耀显现出来的时候, 我们要与他一同显现在荣耀里吗?
We have mentioned that when His glory, when He appears in glory, we shall also appear together with Him in glory.
那主在荣耀里显现出来的时候, 那个具体的情形是什么呢?
So how will it be when God appears in glory?
如果从国度里面来说, 他要做王。
In regards of the kingdom, He shall be the king.
如果从永远来说, 他就在万有之上做元首。
In regards of eternity, He shall be the head in everything.
弟兄姊妹们, 我相信, 我们没有一个人, 如果不是进入神的话的里边, 你连想也不敢想这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that if we do not enter into God's word, we do not even dare to think about it.
什么事情呢?
What? Think about what?
当主做王的时候,
as our Lord becomes the king.
那弟兄姊妹们先记住这个, 在神的设计里,
in God's design.
不是说我们到了那个时候的那个实际的光景。
Not only when we enter into such reality.
我是很强调说, 在神的设计里,
I do emphasize that in God's design.
他要叫每一个在与主联合的人的身上显出一个这样的结局。
He would like that each one who united with our Lord to show such results.
他的儿子是如何, 所有在他儿子里边的人都如何。
How His Son is, so will all of those who are in His Son shall be.
那所以在救恩的那个结局上面来认识的话,
therefore, if we understand starting from the result of
salvation,
for each person who enters into salvation,
在神的设计的里头,
in God's design,
他们都是一个王位的继承人,
there are all those who will inherit the kingship.
到了那一天,
when that day,
就是我们的主在荣耀里显出的那一个时刻来到,
which is the moment when our Lord appears in glory.
主怎样是坐在宝座上,
how our Lord sits on the throne.
这是在基督里的人, 你同样的坐在宝座上,
and all those in Christ also sit on the throne.
弟兄姊妹, 我们想, 我们有胆量去想这件事情,
Brothers, sisters, do we dare even to think about it?
我们有勇气去接受这个事情吗?
Do we have the courage to accept it?
我们连想都不敢想, 刚才我说,
I just mentioned that we do not even dare to think about it.
但是我们不敢想, 并不能否定神起初的那个设计。
But for us not dare to think about it cannot deny God's original design.
所以所有在救恩里边的人,在神的设计里头, 他们都要被带到一个地步, 跟他的儿子完全的相似。
So in God's design, for all of those who are in the salvation shall be brought to the point that they will be exactly the same as His Son.
这就是长久以来神的儿女们在那里所述说到的被磨成神儿子的形象的那一个根据。
Which is the foundation of how we have been conforming to the image of God's Son.
但是事实是怎样呢?
But what is the reality?
神的设计是这样。
This is God's design.
人的跟随不完全是这样。
Man's following is not exactly the same.
所以结果我们看到一件事情发生。
As a result, we see something happen.
什么事情呢?
What happened?
当主做王的时候,
As our Lord becomes a king.
我特别要指明一件事。
I especially have to.
当我们的主在国度里面做王的时候,
When our Lord is the king in the kingdom.
不是每一个在基督里的人都与主一同做王。
Not everyone in Christ will be the king together with our Lord.
这好像叫我们感觉神的旨意在我们的身上没有成功。
Then it makes us to feel that God's purpose has not been complete on us.
的确我们可以是会有这样的感觉。
It's true that we will feel this way.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
我们不够领会神的心意。
We cannot understand God's will.
但是神的心意不因着我们的不够领会而有所改变。
But God's will never change only just because we cannot understand it.
他既然定义要叫我们与他的儿子一同作王。
Since He has already willed that we shall be the king together with His Son.
还有他定义要叫他的儿子在荣耀里显现的时候，我们也与他一同显现在荣耀里。
He has already willed that as His Son appear in glory, we shall also appear together.
神就一定做成这件事情。
He will definitely accomplish it.
但是那个过程就不像我们。 心里的想象,
but the process itself is not what we have thought.
我们看见神是一个阶段一个阶段的把我们带到这样的一个目的。
We have seen that how God stage by stage brought us to such purpose.
弟兄姊妹，你刚才留意到我说，在国度的时候，不是每一个蒙恩得救的人都能与主一同坐在宝座上。
As you have noticed, I said that in God sit on the in the kingdom of God, that not every one of us will be able to be sit on the throne with the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹都知道, 国度只有1000年的时间。
And the brothers and sisters all know that there's only 1,000 years in the kingdom.
那你说那1000年完了以后, 就怎么样呢?
Then what will happen after 1,000 years?
你说那个时候就只有主自己做万有的元首, 我们都做了平民了。
Then you say that at that time, then Lord is the only one who's the Lord of all, then we're all just common citizens.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们读神的话的时候,
As we read God's word,
你非常清楚地看见神的那一个安排和定义是我们平常所忽略到的。
We very clearly see that God's arrangement and will is something we neglect.
那1000年过了，我们看到神计划里边的那个新天新地就来到了。We
see that the new heaven and new earth comes in God's arrangement.
我们的主真正得着荣耀的时候来到了。And
the time of our Lord truly receive glory comes.
国度的里边神，我们的主是国度的元首。
In kingdom, our Lord is the leader of the kingdom.
当新天新地显出来的时候, 你就看到我们的主就成了万有的元首。
When the new heaven and new earth appears, then we see that our Lord becomes the Lord of everything.
国度只是在地上所显出的光景。
The kingdom is only what is manifested on earth.
等到我们的主做万有的元首的时候,
When our Lord becomes the Lord of all,
那就不单是地的问题。
Not only something on earth,
是整个万有的问题。
But it's about everything.
用我们的观念来说，
In our concept,
那就是整个宇宙的问题。
Then it has to do with the whole universe.
是弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情。
Then you will see one thing.
只要你留意启示录的二十二章。
If you pay attention to Book of Revelation,
你就看到一个事实。
Then you will see a fact.
那你怎么说呢？
What does it say?
到了那一个时候。
When the time comes.
啊，神的仆人。
God's bond servant.
啊，这哦，你说到神的仆人，你不要以为说站在讲台上讲话的那个是神的仆人。
As we mentioned about servants of God, do not think those who speak on the stage are the servants of God.
我不详细解说这一个，因为没有足够的时间。但是我要提出这一个点，弟兄姊妹自己去寻找。
I will not explain in details, but I would like to mention that, and you can seek upon it.
你找出到那个神的仆人的时候，你就知道。
As you find the servants of God, then you will know.
神的仆人的范围有多大？
Then you will see how great is the boundary about the servant of God.
你不需要找，去很远的地方找。
You do not need to find it from far away.
你就是在启示录二十二章里面，你就找到答案。
Then you can find the answer from Book of Revelation chapter
22. 我不去解说了，弟兄姊妹自己慢慢找。
I will not explain it, but you can find it.
当你找到这个事实的时候，
when you find the,
你看到一个事实，一个事情在那里发生了，
then you will see something happen.
那你怎么说呢？
What does it say?
那神的仆人无论大小，
for the servant of God, whether big or little,
都要与主永远作王啊。
They shall always together be king together with the Lord.
你看到神的那个工作那个次序就是这样。
Then you will see the order of God's
work. 在旧约里边拣选了一些进入基督里的人。
Through salvation, He has elect all those who enter into Christ.
在进入基督里的人，神就在他们身上做一个工作，叫他们脱离旧造。
For those who enter into Christ, then God does the work on them, so they are able to be delivered from operation.
让他们进入新造的实际里。
So they can enter into the reality of the new creation.
那这样跟上来的人。
For those who follow.
那到了国度的时候。
At the time of the kingdom,
他们要与主一同掌权。
Then they can reign together with the Lord.
他们要在那里与主同坐宝座。
And they will sit together on the throne with the Lord.
原谅我这样说。
Please forgive me for saying this.
因为我没有实在的时间和弟兄姊妹说得更清楚。
I do not have enough time to speak so clearly with the brother sister.
那你说那些不能与主在国度一同做王的人就怎么样？那神在那些信主的人又怎么样呢？
So what will happen to those believers who cannot be in the who cannot be together as kings together with the Lord in the kingdom?
啊，我不敢说那个具体的情况。
I dare not to say how exactly.
因为主也没有很清楚的给我们看到那一个实际的情况。
Because the Lord has not shown us so clearly how exactly it will happen.
但是主确实给我们很清楚的说出了他们心里的情况。
But the Lord showed us clearly how their hearts will be like.
我也不去解说他心里的情况是怎么一回事。
I will also not explain how their hearts will be.
但是弟兄姊妹，你可以这样去留意。
But brothers and sisters, you can pay attention.
在国度的日子里头，他们心里头过不去。
In the days of the kingdom, they feel they cannot let go in their heart.
当了过了国度的时候，到了新天新地显出来，他们又能做到王与主一同做王的那一个事实里。
After the time of the kingdom, when the new heaven, new earth appears, they can still enter into a reality of being together as kings with the Lord.
我们先不说主的旨意完成这一点。
Let's not mention about how the will of the Lord fulfills.
我想弟兄姊妹，你就是看主做工的那个过程。
But we just look at how the process of God works.
你看到我们的主是一个阶段一个阶段的来完成他所起初的定义。
You see how our Lord stage by stage to accomplish His original will.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
我们能看到神做工的那一个结果和他在做工的阶段的时候，
As we can see the result on the and the stages of our Lord's work.
我们才深深地领会为什么主的话那么严肃的那么重要的在那里指出我们要脱离旧造而进入新造。
Then we can deeply understand why is it that our Lord very seriously pointing out that we have to be put off our old man and enter into new man.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们常常说神的旨意是最美好的。
We always say that God's will is good.
但是对照我们的光景呢？
But how about compared to our
我们有些时候觉得主的美意并不是那么美好。
We sometimes feel that the will of God is not as good.
因为我们的路好像走得并不那样的顺畅，如我们的意思和那样的正直，如我们的理想。
Because as we walk, it's not as straight and as ideal as what we would like them to be.
因为人的掺杂太多太多的在哪里。叫我们感到自己都失望的，不要说我们的主对我们有失望。
Because we have so many things mixed inside, therefore we often are so disappointed with ourselves. Not even mention that our Lord is disappointed with us.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
我们是不能一下子跟得上来。
We cannot just immediately follow up with him.
主总有他自己的安排，把我们一步一步的带上来。
Lord has his own arrangement, so step by step we can be catch up with him.
带到主定义的那个地步。
To brought us to the point of his will.
叫他起初的定义毫无保留的成就在我们这些照着他形象而被造的人身上。
So his original will can without holding anything back to be accomplished on us who were created according to his own image.
而我们能领会到神这样的安排的时候
as we can understand God's
我们才知道为什么神用了那么许多的话说你们要脱离旧造你们要进到新造。
Then we will understand why God used so many words to say that we have to be delivered from the old creation and enter into the new creation.
但是弟兄姊妹，你读这样的话的时候，你很清楚的知道，主所指的不是指我们脱离那个旧造的地位而进入新造的地位。
And as you read this, you know that our Lord does not just say that we are being delivered from the old created position and enter into a newly created position.
乃是指着我们必须要脱离旧造的那个时机而进到新造的时机。
But it says that we have to be delivered from the reality of the old creation and enter into the reality of the new creation.
因为神要在我们身上成全他那个拯救的目的。
Because God would like to accomplish the purpose of his salvation.
如果我们还记得第二章里边说到神的奥秘的一件事的时候，神所发表的那个内容。
If we still remember what God says regarding the mystery of God.
那哪里主的话说
？There, God's words.
神把他本体里头一切的人工要丰富权柄和把所有一切的神本体里人所有的一切全都放在基督里。
For that in Christ dwells all the fullness and glory of God.
然后又把我们放在基督里。
And also put us in Christ.
那说出一个什么事实呢？
So what does it talk about?
那不但是说到我们与神的一个本体里头一切的荣一切的那个丰盛相遇在一起。
It does not only mention that we meet together with all the fullness of God in Him.
乃是说出神本体里头一切的丰富跟我们是调和在一起。
And it actually says that all the fullness of Godhead actually mixes very well together with us.
我想丢神，你知道什么叫做调和在一起，什么叫做遇见相遇在一起。
I think that you will understand what does it mean that to meet together and also be mixed together.
简单的来说，相遇在一起就是你是你，你是你，我是我，他是他。
To meet together means that you are still you and I'm still me and he is still himself.
如果说是调和在一起，那就你看不得你我他。
When mixed together, no longer you can see you, me or him.
你只看这个你我他连接在一块的。事实。
Then you can only see the reality of you, me, and him being all united together.
区别就是这样。
And that's the difference.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这是神在创世以来一直心里头最重的那一个心意。
That is the most important will in God's heart since the beginning of the creation.
也就是神的永远的旨意的焦点。
Which is the focal point of God's eternal purpose.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
那好，现在我们开始要转一个方向。
So now let us turn our direction.
当我们看到神这个安排是这样的一件事的时候。
As we see how this is God's plan is.
我们也看见神的话在那里说出，你们既然与他一同父，一同一同受死，也必与他一同复活。
And also God said that since you died together with him, you should also raise together with him.
既然你们真的与基督一同复活。
So if you are raised together with him,
你们要被带到这样的一个地步。
You shall be brought to such position.
那这是神的宣告。
And that's God's proclamation.
但是问题来了。
So the question is,
神是说出了许多那个具体的他已经做好的事。
God has mentioned many things that what he has already done.
神也宣告了他要做的事情是怎么一回事。
And also God already proclaimed what he would do.
昨天晚上我特别提了。
Last night, especially
now, 如果这个只是一个宣告，
if this is only a proclamation,
这是只是一个讲论，
this is some doctrine,
那跟我们没有实际关系。
Then it has nothing to do with
it. 因为地上所有的宗教都有很好的讲论。
Because there are a lot of good doctrines with the religions.
我们一开始看哥罗西书的时候，已经很清楚地指出。
When we first look at the book of Colossians, we already clearly point out.
神用着哥罗西书的信息，就是对付人在宗教上的迷糊。
For God uses the message in the book of Colossians to deal with all the deceiving of religion.
让我们清楚地知道，我们唯一的路就是神的儿子。
So we clearly know that our only way is God's Son.
那如果神所宣告的事情只是一个道理。
So if what God declares
is only a doctrine,
it's only an explanation,
或者说只是一个理想,
or only an ideal,
那跟我们没有什么关系。
Then it has nothing to do with us.
神在这里说什么，跟其他宗教里面所说的没有两样。
Then there's no difference from what God says here and what other religions say.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
神不但是在那里宣告了他做的是什么。
God does not only proclaim what he has done.
他也实在地说出了他怎么把他所宣告出来的事情来在我们这个实际的生活的里边发生关系。
He also says how what he has proclaimed also has to do with our reality in life.
所以，我昨天一直提到神用这个“所以”这一个词。
Therefore, yesterday I always mentioned that God uses the word therefore.
我们在这里已经看了两个“所以”了。
Here we already see two.
我们要特别去没有特别去讲解这个“所以”。
We did not explain specially upon those two, therefore.
我已经让弟兄姊妹看到，在这一卷书的里头，特别在第三章开始的时候，我们已经碰到两个所以。
But I already mentioned to brothers and sisters, especially in chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 3, it starts with therefore.
我们都晓得。
We all know.
一提到所以的时候。
As soon as we mention therefore.
乃是说出上头说了一些事情。
It means that some...Something has already been mentioned.
现在又发生一些在上面跟着要来的事。
And then, in resolve that something else will happen.
而上面发生要的事情跟上面的事情是有关系的。
What happens later has to do with what happened before that.
没有上面所公开的那些事情，就不可能有上面发生的结果。
Without what mentioned above.Will not result in what happens afterwards.
这两个事情一连起来的时候，那就是根据那个所以这一个词。
The word therefore connects those two things together.
那现在我们看到了。
So now we see.
上面拖到一次所以就说你们都要脱离旧造进入新造。
It says that you have to be put off your old man and enter into new man.
现在十四节那里十二节那里开始又是一个所以。
Starting from verse 12, there's another therefore.
那里说, 你们是神的选民, 就要,你说一大段一大段的事情就出来了。
It starts with us, the elect of God, holy and beloved, and follows.
但比说,里面说到一些很具体的那个方景。
It mentions about many practical conditions.
要怜悯啊,
with both of mercies.
要恩慈啊,
kindness.
要谦虚啊,
humbleness.
要温柔啊,
meek.
要忍耐啊,
and long suffering.
然后如果这个人和那个人有一些过不去的事情,
if anyone have a quarrel against any,
就怎么样呢?
Then what happens?
总要彼此交融, for, 包容,
for bearing one another.
在一切的里头, 必须活在神的爱的里面,
in everything shall live in the love of God.
这个事情不提出来, 我们觉得我们还不错。
If we do not mention about it, we would think we are pretty good.
这就是一提出来的时候, 我们就发觉我们好像真的跟不上来。
When those things are being mentioned, we realize we cannot catch up.
那么现在就在我们身上发生一个难处了。
So now some difficulty happens.
神在上面所宣告的真不许许多多的好的事情。
God has proclaimed so many good things.
怎么可以跟我们发生那个实际的关系呢?
How can it become a real relationship with us?
也就是说,
on the other hand,
神说已经做好的事情,
what God said He has already done,
怎么能实行在我们的身上呢?
How can they be executed?
或者是说我们能很实际的, 照着神的那个定义来跟上去呢?
Or we can in reality walk according to what God's will is.
我们感谢赞美主,
we thank and praise Lord.
我们就先要注意到,
we have to first pay attention.
神为什么先宣告了那么一个大事?
Why did God first?
然后又说一些具体的事。
And then He mentioned something.
如果我们在神的话的光里头了对比一下的时候，我们就觉得我们没有什么希望。
If we are being enlightened and being shined upon His words, then we feel that we do not have much hope.
因为就在我们这个人，我们都是倾向旧造的，比爱慕新造的是多的。
Because we are more inclined and we like those old creation more than new creation.
如果是这样的话, 我们怎么能跟得上来呢?
So if so, how are we able to catch up?
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
在我们是不能,
to us, we cannot do it.
但神要做的, 神一定叫我们能,
but for whatever God will accomplish,
He definitely enables
us. So how can God enable us?
这又回到我们起初的所提的，基督是我们的生命。
Then it goes back to what we mentioned first, that Christ is our life.
当我们一提到基督是我们生命的时候,
as we mentioned Christ is our life,
只要我们是一个蒙恩得救的基督徒,
for as long as we are the Christian who are saved,
我们在这点上是没有怀疑的,
then there's no doubt about it.
因为我们没有信主以前，我们不知道什么叫做罪。
Because before we believed the Lord, we did not even know what sin is.
没有信主以前，我们也不知道什么是我这个人的骄傲。
And before we believed the Lord, we did not know how proud we are.
我们也不知道什么叫做谦卑。
And we did not know what is humbleness.
虽然我们信了主以后，我们也不见得马上就变成了一个属灵的常人。
Although after we believed the Lord, we cannot immediately become someone very spiritual.
但是一个 区别就在那里显出来了。
But a difference is manifested.
我们对属灵的事情有感觉了。
We start to have feelings toward those spiritual things.
我们一些月份的事情我们自己知道了。
For something we should not do, then we know.
我们看到神喜欢我们的事情，我们跟不上来，我们也有一点感觉了。
And we have some feelings when we know that we cannot catch up with what God likes.
弟兄姊妹，这一个变化是什么？这是怎么来的呢？
Brothers, sisters, where does this change come from?
这个就是基督做生命的起初。
That is the beginning of Christ being our life.
或者说是基督做生命的在我们身上显出的那个初期。
Or the beginning stage of how Christ is our life.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
有了这个初阶的事实,
When such initial state happens,
就显明了我们生命里边是发生了变化。
It shows that there has been changes in our life.
这一个变化就是根据基督做我们的生命这个事实来的。
And this change is according to the fact that Christ is our life.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
说当基督做了我们的生命。
So when Christ becomes our life,
我们感觉我们自己有亏欠,
we do feel that we fall short.
我们就会上神认罪,
then we confess our sin.
我们会感觉我们的弟兄姊妹们有亏欠,
and we also feel we fall short.
我们会请求饶恕,
and we ask for forgiveness.
我们觉得我们是在神的面前实在是距离神的心意很远,
and we feel that we are so far off from God's will.
我们里面就有一个催促，叫我们需要追求更多的认识主。
And in our hearts, there is a hastening that we shall desire to seek our Lord more.
我们能做的多少，那是另外一件事。
It is another issue how much we can do.
但是你会要这样倾向，这个就是我们必须首先注意的。
But for you to have such intention, that's something we can pay attention to.
如果我们连这一点点都没有的话, 那弟兄姊妹们, 我们就不得不怀疑, 我是不是真的是在基督里的人。
If we do not even have such a little intention, then we will start to doubt that whether we are truly in Christ.
如果我们真的是在基督里的人,
if we are those who truly in Christ,
生命的感觉对我们来说不是陌生的。
The feelings of life to us shall not be very strange.
生命的感觉那个深度也许和没有什么没有一个绝对的标准在那里给我们去做比较。
There's no standard for us to compare about the depths of the feeling of life.
但是生命的感觉的存在，我们不会忽略的。
But we cannot neglect this feeling of life which exists.
如果一个没有生命的感觉的,
for someone who does not have feeling of
life,
then he is someone who has nothing to do with the Lord.
任何一个与主有关系的人,
for anyone who has
生命的感觉一定存在的,
then this feeling of life
definitely exists.
Regardless of how long you believe the Lord,
你一秒钟以前才信主的，立刻你就有这种感觉。
If you just believe the Lord 1 second ago, immediately you have such feeling.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这个是神在救恩的恩，离给我们的一个很大的怜悯。
This is a great mercy that God has given us in salvation.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们读出自己的话，读出这样的一个事实来的时候，
so as we read God's words to such reality.
比方说刚才我们所说的，
as we have mentioned.
要彼此饶恕。
To forgive one another.
要怜悯,
have mercy.
要恩慈,
and kindness.
要谦虚,
humbleness.
要温柔,
meekness.
弟兄姊妹你说,
brother, sister,
这些事情我们老早就知道,
we have already known all these
things. 没有信主以前我们都知道,
we already know those even
before we meet the Lord. 我们前头的人对我们做一些道德生活的教导也是这样的带领。
There are many people who taught us morally the same thing.
你说我们老早就知道这些事情,
you would say that we have already known those
这是人生的美德,
for a long time. And those are the virtues of life.
但是问题不是在你知道或是不知道,
but the question is not whether you know or not.
问题在哪里呢?
So what the problem is?
问题说这些事情怎么能发生在你我的身上?
The question is how will those things happen on you and me?
我们知道要谦卑,
we know we shall be humble.
我怎么能谦卑呢?
But how can I be humble?
我知道我要有恩慈,
I know that I should be merciful.
我知道我应该体恤人,
I know that I should care others.
但是我怎么能体恤人呢?
But how can I consider others?
这个才是问题的重点。
That is the major point.
不是我不知道,
not that I do not know.
是我不能,
is that I cannot.
我跟不上来,
I cannot follow up.
那我怎么办呢?
So what should I do?
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise our Lord.
主知道我们是 在这些事上是永远赶不上来。
Lord knows that we can never catch up on those things.
那永远赶不上来的时候，还说来干什么呢？
Since we can never catch up, then why should even mention it?
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是基督做生命的那一个重要的地方。
So this is the very important place where Christ is our life.
当我们是读到那个这段话的
末了的时候呢？
As we read toward the end of the
book, 你看到一个事情，
you see one thing.
他不是说你有没有基督的做生命这件事。
It's not talking about whether you have Christ as your life.
而是说到基督的生命在我们这个人身上所显出的那个实际是什么。
But it talks about the, what is the reality of how the life of Christ manifests on us.
神让基督做我们的生命。
God let Christ be our life.
那个目的就是叫我们能活出基督的生活。
So the purpose is that we can live out the life of Christ.
如果我们没有基督的生命，
If we do not have the life of Christ,
你根本就没有条件去活出基督的生活。
Then we are not even qualified to live out the life of Christ.
那现在我们有了基督做生命了。
So now we have Christ as our life.
那是不是就保证我们一定能活出基督的生活呢？
So is it guaranteed that we can live out the life of Christ?
那个答案的不是的。
The answer is no.
那个只是说你有了基督做生命这个事实。
It only says that you have the fact, the reality that Christ.
你就有条件去活出基督的生活。
Then you are qualified to live out the life of Christ.
但是你能不能活出基督的生活？
But whether you're able to live out the life of
Christ. 那你必须要看你和基督的生命发生什么关系。
Then it has to do that. What is the relationship of you and the life of Christ?
如果你是跟基督的生命只是我有基督的生命的这一点。
If it's just that you say that I have the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，所有蒙恩得救的人都有基督的生命。
Brothers and sisters, for all those who are saved by grace have the life of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到现在神的话说到这里的时候，他说到基督的生命和我们的关系是不是停留在有或是没有的这个点上呢？
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention that as God mentioned about the relationship of us having the life of Christ, does it just stop here to say whether we have or have not?
不是停留在有或者是没有的这个关系上面。
It does not just stop at whether we have or have not.
那神的要求是什么？
So what is God's requirement?
神的带领是什么？
What is His guidance?
你说神啊，我已经有了基督的生命了。
I say God, I already have the life of
Christ. 你还要求我什么呢？
So what else do you ask?
你说你的救恩就是把基督的生命赏给我了。
You say that your salvation is to give me the life of Christ.
我已经有了。
I already have it.
那我还缺什么呢？
So what else do I lack?
在我们想来啊。
For us to think,
我们觉得这个已经很足够了吧？
It is already more than enough.
所以常常我们看见许多信主的人，
And we have seen many believers.
你说他不信主吗？他真的信主。
If you say that he is not a believer, but he truly has
believed. 你说他没有得救吗？他也真的得救了。
If you say that he hasn't been saved, but actually he has been saved.
但是你说那基督在你里面有没有做生命的事实呢？
But you ask whether there's a reality of Christ being his life.
他也说有，不过有一点。
He says, yes, but there's one thing.
弟兄姊妹，那个问题就出在有一点。
Brothers and sisters, the problem is, but one thing, there is one, still one thing.
因为神让基督做我们的生命，乃是说要叫我们毫无保留的是和基督的生命完全的连结。
For God say that for having Christ as our lives is for us to, without holding anything back, we are completely united with Him.
基督的生命是充满在我们的里边，成了我们所有的生命。
When the life of Christ fills in us, becomes all of our lives.
我们能活出来的才有基督的那个样式。
What we can live out is having the image of Christ.
那这个就是我们今天所面对着哥罗西书所带给我们的那个主题了。
So this is what we see, the focal theme of Book of Colossians.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你的话把这些话读读读读读上来的时候，
So brothers and sisters, as you read all these words,
一件一件一件具体的事情读上来的时候，
For one practical thing after another,
还一直读到在爱心里边联络全德的。
Until you read the love, which is the bond of perfectness.
我们说真好，我们是可以这样。
We say this is so good. We're able to do that.
是我们可以这样，但是我们却不是这样。
True, we are able to attend this, but we are actually not.
问题出在哪里？
So why is the problem?
是没有生命吗？
Is it that without life?
不是。
No.
那既然有生命，又达不到那个目的。
关键在哪里？
So why is the problem that if we have the light but we cannot achieve the goal?
说弟兄姊妹，你看到这十五节的时候，圣灵就把那个整个事情的那个重点点出来了。
So in verse 15, the Holy Spirit have pointed out the most important issue.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到怜悯？
Brother, sister, you see,
是你可以表现在外边的。
It's something you can show from outward.
因为你里面没有怜悯，你在外面可以表达一个怜悯的表情的。
If because that even if you do not have mercy inside, you can still show mercy from outside.
啊，不然的话就不必拍电影了。
Otherwise, there's no more movies.
因为你看到那些都是演员把一些事物的去表达。
Because what you see are all the actors acting things out.
啊，你说那个演员在那里很欢喜很欢喜的时候，他里面真的欢喜吗？
When you see those actors being so happy, are they truly happy inside?
表演。
They're just putting on a show.
我们很可以很好表演。
We can put on a show.
但是我们里面是没有那个东西。
But we don't have anything inside.
但是如今主就把这些在外面能表达的东西摆出来了。
But our Lord puts what we can show from outside.
要怜悯。
We need mercy.
要谦虚。
Humbleness.
要温柔。
We need meekness.
要用爱心接待。
And also hospitality.
要彼此承担重担。
Bear one another.
那弟兄姊妹们，有些我们外面能做得到，有些连外面做也做不到。
Brother, sister, some of those we are able to do outside, but some we cannot even do outside.
问题出在哪里？
So what's the problem?
是没有生命吗？
Is that we don't have life?
这不是答案。
This is not the answer.
你既然有生命，怎么我们做不来？
So if we have life, so why can't we
cannot do it? 弟兄姊妹，留意十五节说什么？
Brother, sisters, please pay attention.
从外面说到里面去了。
From outward to speak inward.
从外面的那个表现说到里面的实际去了。
From outward appearance to inward reality.
我们有没有生命呢？
Do we have life?
有。
Yes, we do.
但是问题是在哪里呢？
So why is the problem?
这个生命与我的关系是怎么样呢？
Why is the relationship of this life with me? Is it that I only have it?
或是说这个生命在我身上能起什么作用？
And what this life can do on me?
这是两件事情。
They are two different things.
这是主的灵就把我们带到，你怎么让基督的生命在我们里面起作用？
So the Spirit brought us to. So how can we let the life of Christ to work functioning us?
啊，当基督的生命在我们里面起作用的时候，
when the life of Christ starts to operate in us,
我们就跟随基督的生命来发表。
Then we can manifest according to the life of Christ.
你发表出来的结果就是基督。
So the result of manifestation is Christ.
如果基督的生命在我们里面不可能发表。
If the life of Christ cannot be manifested,
我们是有基督的生命。
We do have the life of Christ.
但是它没有功用。
But there is no function.
我们所发表出来的还是在亚当里头的东西。
What we manifest are still things in Adam.
啊，我们爱慕人当中的那些高位。
We desire all the high seats in man.
因为我们里面亚当的生命就是自己要做主的。
Because our Adamic life is that we would like to be the Lord.
所以我们就没有办法能在人的面前谦卑下来嘛。
So we cannot be humble before man.
我们就没办法在人的面前能有一点的怜悯和同情嘛。
So we cannot show any mercy and kindness before man.
因为只有那样才显出我的伟大。
Because only doing that can show my greatness.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵把我一放在主话语的光里。
When the Holy Spirit put us in the light of God's word,
我们不但是看见那个外面的问题，
we do not only see what happens.
我们也看见我们里面的问题。
We also see our problems inside.
外面的问题是跟不上神的安排。
Our problems outside that we cannot follow God's plan and His
will. 里面的问题是我们跟基督的生命没有一个准确的那个关联。
The problem inside is that we do not have the accurate relationship with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看看十五节那里怎么接下来的。
So let's see what verse 15 says.
说了许许多多那些具体的事实。
It talks about many practical relations.
就说
practical issues.
又要。
Then it says that.
就是说，你光是有外面这些表现还不行。
So it says that it's not enough to have the outward manifestation.
因为你看得见外面许多的表现，你可能是在表演。
Because you see all those outward manifestation might just be putting on a show.
但是主要注意的是什么呢？
So what does the Lord like to focus on?
你里面的是什么个东西？
What is inside of you?
主的话很清楚。
It's very clear of Lord's word.
又要,
it says and.
叫基督的平安在你们里面做主。
Let the peace of God rule in your heart.
这就牵上我们那个具体的那个生命的经历了。
So it brought us to the real experience of our life.
这一个经历就是不是你有没有生命的问题。
Those experiences is not a question of whether you have life.
是说出我们这个人是究竟是受谁管理的问题。
It's the question of whether under whose government we are under.
我们可以有基督的生命。
We do have the life of Christ.
但是我这个人是在亚当的那一种的光景的底下受控制。
But if we are being governed under the Adamic life,
那弟兄姊妹，这个不是在生命的管理的底下。
So that is not under the rule of the life.
我们还是在旧生命的那个管理的底下。
We are still being ruled by the old life.
但是现在主的话呢，说得很清楚。
But here Lord's word is very clear.
又要叫基督的平安在你们里面做主。
Let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
你得救了没有呢？
Have you been saved?
得救了。
Safe.
有没有生命的感觉呢?
Do you have the feelings of life?
有一点,
a little bit.
但是弟兄姊妹你要在这里注意,
but brother, sister, pay attention. It's not the issue of having a little bit.
是基督的生命在我们里面, 是站在一个什么的地位上?
It's the question whether what is the position of the life of Christ in us?
我们的主说得很实际。
Our Lord speaks very practically.
他不是只是说基督的生命在你里面的实际。
It's not only the reality of that the life of Christ in you.
他是说出基督的生命在我们里面的实际的时候，我们的那个感觉。
It's that our feeling when the life of Christ is in us.
是摸到我们那个很具体的情况。
It touches our reality.
什么叫做基督的平安？
What does it mean by the peace of Christ?
我想弟兄姊妹，如果你有基督的生命，你一定知道这个事情的。
I think brothers and sisters, if you have the life of Christ, then you
definitely
understand.
你在认识上面有没有归纳出这个结果，那是另外一件事，不必去管它。
Whether you really understand it, it's a different issue.
但是基督做生命的那个经历在我们里面，我们是清楚的。
But it is very clear of the experience of life of Christ in us.
现在主的话就说。
God's word says,
你要让基督的生命，基督的平安在你里面做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
我想弟兄姊妹们，一回到我们实际的经历里，
brothers and sisters, as we turn to our real experiences,
我们就很明白这件事了。
Then we will understand clearly.
弟兄姊妹，也许在我们跟随主的走过的路上，
brothers and sisters, as we follow our Lord,
我们很愿意做一个顺从主的人。
We are willing to be someone obey the Lord.
当我们在那里学习顺从主的时候，
as we learn such obedience to the Lord, you understand it.
有些时候，
sometimes,
你里面好大的喜乐，
there is a great joy in you.
有些时候，
sometimes,
你里面有很重的 担子，
there is a very heavy burden in you.
你心里在想，
then you thought,
我是一个属主的人，
I'm someone belonging to the Lord.
我应当是喜乐的，
I should be very joyful because Lord is my joy.
那为什么我现在好像背一个重担呢？
Then why is it I have such heavy burden?
为什么昨天听了弟兄姊妹们有一些话的时候，我整个晚上睡不着觉呢？
Why is it that when I heard some words from brothers and sisters, I could not sleep whole night?
有些时候你翻过来，
sometimes we
你对弟兄姊妹们有一些特别的那个体恤和同情，
you have certain consideration and mercy to your brothers and sisters, and you don't feel you have done a great thing.
但是你就觉得很有喜乐，很有平安，那天晚上睡觉睡得很熟。
But then you feel so joyful and peaceful, you sleep so well that night.
我只不过是举一些很平凡的事情来说明一下。
I only explain this using very common examples. Then, brothers and sisters, you will know.
你有时你里面很有平安。
Sometimes you truly feel so peaceful.
有些时候，
sometimes
你里头莫名其妙有一些很重担。
Without any reason, you have such heavy burden.
你要去解说，
You would like to explain.
你好像又解说不找不到那什么这个原因和根据来。
But you cannot find any reason or explanation.
你里面就是有这样的一些感觉。
You just have such feeling inside.
但是我们真的把自己放在主的光的底下。
But when we really put ourselves under the light of the Lord, we realize
我在主面前做对的事情。
I have done something well, something right before the Lord.
住在我里面的主，他也感觉喜乐。
The Lord who lives in me also feels joy.
如果住在你里面喜乐。
If the Lord in you feels joyful,
你能不喜乐吗？
Can you not but feel joyful? But the other, let's turn the other way around.
你做了一些事情。
If you have done something,
你自己的心思里头觉得没有什么。很平凡。
In your mind, you think it's there's nothing.
但是在主的眼中看来，那个事情不对的。
But from God's eyes, that's something wrong.
主在你里面就感觉有点过不来了。
Then the Lord in you feels grieved.
他就感觉不太舒服了。
Then he feels not comfortable.
如果在你里面有个人，我的主是感觉不舒服的时候。
So for the Lord in you feels not comfortable.
你这个人能舒服吗？
How can you feel comfortable?
一些弟兄也许听过我从前在学校里头的事。
For some brothers probably have heard what happened to me in school.
我们都住在学校。
We all live in school.
我们从一个宿舍里边的一个房间里边有四个同学。
We in one dorm room there are four classmates together.
有一年我们从房间里边新迁进来一个同学。
One year that there's a new roommate that moved in.
我也不知道他是什么事情。
I did not know what happened with him.
他是不是有一个动作。
He always had an action.
有意无意都好，你就听见他在那边叹大气。
Whether intentionally or unintentionally, he always sighs.
啊，你在那里看书也好，做事，等个带回你就听到他在那里。
Very often you hear that he gives a great sign.
啊，过了不久，他又在那里。
Then not long after, I hear again.
弟兄姊妹，我们四个人，他是其中的一个。只有他一个人在那里叹息，结果我们三个人都给他不住的给叹息，他呢，我们也叹息。
For together there were four people of us. Then for him, he was the only one who was sighing. But very quickly, the other three of us started to sigh too.
又不是发生在我们身上。
You say that those things did not happen on us.
他叹气是他一定也许有人事，但是跟我们没事，那我们为什么也叹息？
It was him who was sighing, then for us, nothing happened. But why is it that we become also sighing?
他叹息也许真的是有点苦恼，这个我不去说他。
It might be true that he was really troubled by something.
但对我们来说，他所有的苦恼跟我们没关系。
But to us, whatever troubled him had nothing to do with us.
但是因为他在那里叹息，我们同在一个房间里，那就给那个叹息的那个气氛了，来熏晕了。
But because he kept sighing, therefore as we were in the same room, so we were being influenced by that.
我们不过是住在同一个房间里而已。
We were only living in the same room.
但是现在住在我们里面的是主。
But now the one who lives inside of us is
the Lord. 如果我们的主在我们的里面过不去。
If our Lord is grieved inside.
他有一声的叹息。
If he sighs.
弟兄姊妹，你能平安吗？
Then brother, sister, can you be peaceful?
翻过来说。
Turn the other way around.
如果住在我们的里面的主，他很喜乐。
If the Lord who dwells in us is so joyful,
你还能流泪吗？
Then are you able to be in tears?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
这是基督的平安在我们的里面的那一种光景。
This is a condition when the peace of Christ is in us.
但现在主的话不是说你有没有这种光景。
But our Lord does not say whether we have such condition.
主的话是在这里说。我们有没有让基督的平安在我们里面做主？
The Lord says that whether we have let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
什么叫做基督的平安在我们里面做主呢？
So what does it mean by the let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts?
我们首先就要注意什么叫做主。
So first of all, we have to pay attention to why the
Lord.
That he is the one who controls
the authority. 他是在那里写明他的指导的人。
He is the one who shows his guidance.
如果他的指导是准确，不是你心思里面所想的。
If his guidance is not what you have thought,
而你要勉强跟随你自己的意思,
but you force yourself to follow what your own
thoughts are, 那我们的主的权柄在我们这个人身上就受损害了。
Then our Lord's authority is being fall short on us.
然后我们的主就感觉, 哎呀,
then our Lord feels very disappointed.
怎么某某人都不尊重我?
Why is it someone does not respect me?
他祷告的时候称我为主,
when he prays, he calls me Lord.
但是碰到实际的情况的时候，我却在他的心思里头没有地位。
But when something actual happens, I do not have any position in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
事情就是这样。
That is what happened.
主在里面把他的感觉发表出来。
Our Lord shows us how he feels.
就让我们知道主的喜悦或是主的不喜悦。
To let us know whether he is happy or he's not, or whether he's pleased or he's not.
如果我们是尊主为主的。
If we do see the Lord as our Lord,
他在我们里面显出喜悦,
when he shows that he is pleased,
我们跟随他的喜悦,
so for us who follow him is joy.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他知道我们是跟随他,
then he knows that we follow him.
或者翻过来,
or on the other hand,
我们的一个心思不太准确,
if our mind is not right,
主在我们里面有话,
God, Lord has some words to tell us.
主在我们里面有感觉了。
Lord has some feelings.
他就我们也感觉我们不太释放了。
And he also let us feel that we are not set free.
在这个情况的底下,
under such conditions,
你还坚持自己的那个想法,
if you still insist on what you
choose, 你还坚持自己的那个拣选,
if you still insist on what you choose,
主就不觉得难过了。
Then the Lord is grieved.
他难过的时候, 他就不开心。
When he's grieved, he is not happy.
他不开心的时候, 你能开心?
When he's not happy, are you able to be happy?
弟兄姊妹, 当我们一碰到那个具体的实际的光景的时候, 你就碰到这样的一个实际的生命的现象。
Brothers and sisters, when we touch such practical issues, then you touch such the real condition of life.
现在主的话就在那里提醒我们。
So here, God's words remind us.
许许多多的属灵的事情不是我们能不能的问题。
For all those spiritual things, it's not whether we are able or not.
如果说个属灵的事情，照着我们的本上，没有一样是能的。
When we talk about spiritual things, if according to our own image, that there's nothing we can do.
但是神要在我们就是在基督里的人的身上显明他自己。
But God would like to manifest His own work on us who are in Christ.
他要叫我们这些本来是不能的人成为能。
He will let us who are originally not able become able.
我们怎么能呢?
So how are we able?
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这个就是基督做生命的奥秘。
This is the mystery of Christ being alive.
这一个基督做生命的奥秘就显明在基督的平安在我们里面。 那个带领所接受的那一个接纳或者是不接纳。
So the mystery of the Christ being our lives is whether that for the peace of Christ in our hearts, whether he accepts it or he does not accept it.
在我们中文来说，应该不是说接纳不接纳，是我们接受不接受。
In Chinese, it's not
accept.
In Chinese, it's that whether we accept it or not.
那弟兄姊妹，这是一个很清楚的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very
什么时候我们接受主的权柄?
Whenever we accept
Lord's authority, that
is whenever we accept the guidance of life.
我们是服在主的权柄的底下。
Then we are under the rule of the
authority of God. 基督的生命在我们里面就有出口。
Then the life of Christ has a way in us.
我们没有封闭基督在我们身上做工的路。
We did not block the way that Lord works on us.
如果我们不顺从基督的生命,
if we do not obey the life of Christ,
那是我们在那里拒绝基督的权柄。
That means that we reject the authority of Christ.
不容让基督在我们身上做工。
We do not let Christ work on us.
弟兄姊妹，你就看到那个结果。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see the result.
我们都是同蒙一个恩典的人。
We are the ones who are in the same
我们都同在一个荣耀的指望里头的人。
And we are in the same hope of glory.
为什么一些弟兄姊妹他们在主面前走得好像很轻快？
Why is it that for some brothers and sisters walk very easily in before the Lord?
为什么一些弟兄姊妹在主的面前还是走急的，怎么走的还是走不上来？
Why is it that some brothers and sisters have very difficult time following the Lord?
不是神不恩待他们。
Not that God is not being gracious to them.
也不是神格外的恩待那一些人。
Not that God is being very more gracious to others.
问题是出在我们这些有基督生命的人的身上。
But the problem dwells upon us who have the life of Christ.
我们用什么样的一个态度来对待基督在我们里面的主权的执行？
So what kind of attitude we have toward the authority of Christ in us?
回到昨天晚上我们所交通的话。
Back to the words we shared last night.
你们既与基督同死，一同基督与基督一同复活。
Since you were die and rise together with Christ,
就当求上面的事。
You should set your heart on
things above. 不要求下面的事。
Not seek things on the earth.
因为像基督在神的右边。
Where that Christ sits on the right hand of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
所以当我们回到那个整个属灵的那个问题的时候。
So as we return to the spiritual things.
你一面是看见神让基督做那个唯一的路领我们回到神的最初的旨意里。
On one hand, we see that God let Christ to be the only way bring us back to the original will of God.
另一面我们又看见我们好像跟不上来。
On the other hand, we see that we fall short.
问题出在哪里？
So where is the problem?
神的恩典没有减少。
God's grace never falls short.
但是出问题的是出我们自己没有尊重主的权柄。
But the problem is ourselves do not respect the authority of God.
我们这个人的天然啊，很自然是很会尊重人的权柄。
It's very natural that we respect the man's authority.
但是不太会去尊重主的权柄。
But we do not know how to respect authority of the Lord.
结果从我们个人身上来说，我们出很多的麻烦。
So from ourselves, there are a lot of problems occur.
如果对主的事情来说，我们给主许多的阻挡。
And also for the things of the Lord, we create a lot of hindrance for the Lord.
但是感谢赞美我们的主。
But thank and praise our Lord.
他领着我们来跟着他去往前去呢。
He has guided us to follow him to move forward.
他说出他带领我们的目的在哪里。
He has mentioned what is the purpose of his guidance.
他也说明他带领我们那个原则是在哪里。
And he also explained what is the principle for him to guide us.
我们一再的在那里述说。
We always say again and again.
神该做的，神全都做好。
God has already done what he has to do.
剩下的是我们怎么跟上神所做好。
So what is there left is how we can follow what God has already done. So how can we follow?
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the
Lord. 他给我们那个秘密就是那么一句话。
The mystery he reveals to us is one word.
要让基督的平安在你们里面做主。
Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts.
我们不再做主。
We are no longer Lord.
我们学习寻求。
We learn to
seek. 让主来做主。
And let him be the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在哥罗西书里头，圣灵就用着基督的平安来向我们说话。
In the book of Colossians, the Holy Spirit speaks to us using the peace of Christ.
但是如果你转到约翰一书去的时候，
But if you turn to 1 John,
圣灵就用着约翰用另外的一个词来说同样的事。
The Holy Spirit uses John using a different phrase to speak about the same thing.
那是什么？
So what is that?
那就是。
That is.
约翰一书第二章里面所说的。
What it mentions about in the 1 John chapter 2.
恩膏的教训。
It's the teaching of the unction.
他说你用不着别人叫你。
He said that you do not need anyone else.
你注意圣灵在你里面怎么管理。
Just paying attention to how the Holy Spirit
rules.
Then you follow up to what God's heart is. We thank and praise our Lord.
保罗是用着基督的平安在那里述说那一件大事。
Paul uses the peace of Christ to mention such great
things.
John uses the word teaching of the unction to speak of the same thing.
感谢神,
thank God.
他用不同的方法来指出我们的路只有一条。
He uses different things to point out that our way, there's only one way for us.
那是让基督做我们的生命。
That is to let Christ be our lives.
并且我们学习让基督的平安在我们里面做主。
And we also learn to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
我想今天下午 我就先和弟兄姊妹们交通到这里。
I think for this afternoon, I just share with brothers and sisters until here.
那为什么主要用着基督的平安领我们来行走呢？
So why is the Lord using the peace of Christ to guide us how to walk?
晚上我们来看那个具体的目的。
So tonight we will see how the practical purpose is.
叫我们真知道我们在跟随主的事上面 是为什么必须是跟着基督？
So we will understand why is it that as we follow in the Lord, we shall always follow the Christ.
我想我们晚上再往前交通。
So tonight we will continue to share.
下午我们就停在这里。
And we will stop here for now.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayer.
主啊，但愿赐人智慧和启示的灵向我们 解明你自己心里所有的意念。
Lord, pray that the spirit of wisdom and revelation explain to us and that all of your will in your heart.
主啊，我们承认什么时候你把我们放在光中。
Lord, we confess that whenever you put us in the light.
我们一面是认识你满有恩典。
On the one hand, we understand that you are full of grace.
另一面你又叫我们感觉我们是何等的亏欠你荣耀的安排。
On the other hand, you want us to feel that how much we fall short of your glorious plan.
主，因此我们到你面前来仰望你更多的怜悯。
Therefore, Lord, we come before you to seek upon more of your mercy.
让我们从里面产生一个更深的爱慕，有爱慕活在你的面光的底下。
So in us, we have more desire to live before your face.
照着你生命的引导，我们不脱离你自己的道路。
According to the guidance of life, we do not go astray from your way.
让我们在余下的日子更多地活出你的喜悦。
So in the rest of our lives, we can live out more for your pleasure.
主，我们知道许多我们不能的事情，在你的恩典的供应里都要成为能。
Lord, we know that for so many things we cannot do by the provision of your grace, we are able.
我们就仰望这位慈恩的主，把我们带到路程的尽头。
So we do look upon this gracious Lord to bring us to the end of our ways.
叫我们在你荣耀里显现的时候，我们也与你一同显现在荣耀里。
So as you appear in glory, we shall also appear together with you in glory.
叫你的喜乐满足，我们也与你一同喜悦。
So your joy is fulfilled, and we are also being joyful together with you.
感谢主继续恩待我们前面该走的路。
Thank the Lord, please continue to be gracious to us.
帮助我们走完你要我们走上的。
Help us to be able to finish what you would like us to walk.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and look upon in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.